Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, and I am your hostess. Okay, let's see. Let me get myself back into where I need to be so I can actually talk about what we were going to talk about today. So today's show is about jealousy. And about whatever people call in with, and anyone who has any questions from the chat room. Okay, anybody who's listened to my shows know that I don't restrict them to whatever I've put in as the topic, because I only put in a topic because Blog Talk requires that I put in a different topic for every show, because I can't have the exact same title for every show. I can understand what they're saying. It does make it easier for people to find particular shows, except that my shows don't really fit with the topic that I put in. But that's a whole different story. So let's see, what do they want me to tell you about this? So this show was created so that people would have a place to go and ask those questions that they have about their lives, because so often we go through our own minds and trying to find the answers. And our own minds have all of the information that we ever learn, we ever experience, which is a lot of information depending on our age and, you know, what kind of life we've led. But it doesn't have the ability to go beyond that. So when you are getting the answers from your guidance, from God, the higher source, whatever name you want to use, then you have all of the information that is available anywhere, from any time and any place. So you can see it's like the difference between looking for the answer in the dictionary and looking for the answer by Googling it. You know, you get so much more. There's just, it's just totally different. So that's why they had me create this show, so that people would have a place to call and get the answers that they're looking for in their lives, the answers that can actually help them to change their lives. Because that's what we're all looking for. We're looking for ways to make changes in who we've been and who we think we're supposed to be and what we feel is supposed to happen and what is actually supposed to happen, and to get answers about what is truly important to us in this life. So if you have any questions, you can type them if you are logged into the chat room, or you can give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, let's go to our first caller from area code 214. Hi, who's this?
Hello, hi, this is Jeet.
Hi, Jeet, what can I do for you today?
Hi, well, I'm looking to gain some clarity from my guides.
as to moving forward.
In any particular area?
As far as like with a vehicle of my own, I've been manifesting it, so I feel I know it's going to happen, because then it gives me the freedom to go do all the things I need to do without being stuck. And also what else I need to be working on right now, because I'm a little scattered.
Okay. That would explain why you felt like you were kind of over here and over there and over there, a little bit over there. Okay. Which is great, which it means that you are thinking about exploring all of these different areas in your life, and you just haven't committed to which one you want to do first. Okay. Let's see what kind of message they want to give to you. Okay, they're just going to flow through me, and you'll know it's them because they'll begin, they'll call you beloved or dear one or some, you know, sweet little name like that. And then they will be the ones talking. Okay. Beloved one, we want you to realize your power. You were taught from the time you came into the family that you had chosen that life happens, that you must kind of go along with it and just hope that everything works out fine, but that it just is going to happen and there's nothing you can do about that. And we want you to know that that's not actually true. You create what you experience. And you create it based on so many different things, some of which you don't even realize anymore, because you have taken in so much information, so many ways of being from everyone you have ever had any contact with. And so you are so much more than you believe that you are. So we want you to understand that you have power. That it's not a matter of sitting and waiting for the universe to do whatever the universe is supposed to do to create whatever it is that you desire in your life. It's a matter of you understanding your beliefs. If you believe that it's not possible, then you've automatically put up a barrier to keep the thing that you desire from coming to you. So many people believe that they don't deserve, that they're not good enough, that they're not worthy. And that is never, ever true. And we will say that one more time. If you believe that you are not worthy, that you are not good enough, that you do not deserve, that is a false belief. It is not true. It is not a belief that God has given you. It is a belief that came from someone in your past that you accepted as the truth. But it's not the truth. You deserve to have anything that you desire. And when you are creating your life, you can create anything that you believe. Always look at your belief. See what feels right to you. And see what does not sit well with you. Look within yourself. To see what is there, to see what you need to let go of. Because when it comes to suffering and struggle and frustration and stress, all that is created by yourself. And you don't have to experience it if you choose not to. You are waking up more and more each day. You are coming more and more into the understanding of who you are. And what kind of life you want to create. Allow yourself to truly look within, to truly understand what is there, so that you can begin to let go of those things that you no longer need. And don't worry, There's more than enough of everything, including love, for you. We hope that this has been beneficial to you. We know who you are, and we are so pleased that you are deciding to know you as well. We love you. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
Wow, that was that cheered me up. That was beautiful. I felt it.
Good. Wonderful. Okay,
well, that
so
a lot.
Now they have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what is it that you really want?
To get out of my own way. I want to get out of my own way.
Well, then you can start that by every morning when you wake up and every night before you go to sleep, just say, I am not in my way today.
Mm.
Because if you start the day with that statement that you are not in your way, then you're out of your way.
Right.
And you don't have to block your own progress. If you have a belief that says you are in your way, then of course you will always be in your way because your beliefs are always going to be true for you. So switch
yes.
it. Make it the belief that you are not in your way. And I know that sounds too simple, and it also sounds like it's not going to work because it's not the truth, but it does work.
Yeah, no, I do. I do, yes.
Okay.
I shall do that. I shall do that. Right?
Okay. You can do it as often
well,
as you want
you.
To. You are welcome.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling. And enjoy your life while you are not in anybody's way, including yours.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm using it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have a question in the chat room, and the question is, Barbara, are you taking chat questions today? Well, yes, I always take chat questions. You know, I just love the questions that you guys ask, and it's so beneficial to everyone who is here to learn and release and whatever they're here for. So, yes, if you have a question and you are in the chat room and you are logged in, you can ask your question. If you are there as a guest, you cannot ask your question. They really want you to log in. Okay. I suppose Blog Talk does some kind of statistical report on it all or something. All right, so jealousy. What am I supposed to say about jealousy? Jealousy is something that you feel when you feel that there is something inadequate or wrong with you. Jealousy is not about the other person. It's about some comparison you have made about yourself against someone or something else. It's because you don't believe that you are good enough to actually deserve the person or thing that you desire. And so you feel jealousy because you think those other people are good enough. It's part of that comparison, which is why guidance always says don't compare yourself to anybody. Because there is nobody else exactly like you. So how on earth can you ever compare? So when you go into that comparison, that's when the jealousy comes forward. That's when you begin to feel that you are less, that you are insignificant. So whenever anybody is feeling jealousy, if this is jealousy that you are feeling about someone or that someone is feeling about you, it is based in fear of not being enough, not being good enough, not being able to meet the needs of the one that you care about, or actually finding out that they don't care about you. We have these convoluted beliefs about love, and that jealousy is a part of love, and jealousy is not a part of love, not true love, not unconditional love, because unconditional love is there no matter what, and there is never any doubt about your value or whether or not the person is going to continue to love you. That's not love, that's fear. So if you have a relationship with someone and you have jealousy, that's not coming from love. Love does not produce jealousy. It is our false beliefs that create all of this mishmash of garbage that we tend to live. So if you are in a loving relationship, or what's supposed to be a loving relationship, and the person you are in the relationship with is always jealous, they are afraid. That is not love. Do not confuse the two, because they are definitely not the same. And if you want a relationship that truly is loving, there is no jealousy. So take a look at yourself if you're the one feeling the jealousy, and look at what it is that you're actually afraid of. Because there's something there. There is some belief that says you're not enough. You can't have this. This is not possible for you. And all of those beliefs are lies, because you are enough. You can have anything that you desire. So there's really nothing to prevent you from being this amazingly successful person, except for you and your beliefs in you and your beliefs in the world. It all starts with what we believe. I know I say that over and over and over again, but it's true. It all starts with what we believe. And a lot of the time, we don't really look at what we believe. We don't really go deep enough to see what we accepted as true. Could be from our parents, our siblings, our teachers, our friends, our schools, the government, a movie, a book. It could be from anywhere, because everything that you take in, that becomes a part of who you are. And that shapes what you believe about you and about your life. So it could come from anywhere. But you don't have to hang on to it. You can let it go. So if you're doing any of the comparison, which is part of our competitive mindset that says you have to prove that you are better than everybody else and whatever it is you're doing, and it really keeps you from seeing yourself, from being who you truly are, from living your own greatness. And I know I've said this before, but some of you are new, so I'll say it again. So I play a few games online, and one of the games I play now is called, what is it called? It's like Boggle, and you are looking at this 4x4 square of letters and making up words from letters that touch. And so I play this, it's one of the free games on Facebook, but they always match you up with someone. They have these little tournaments, and when they match you up, and then they show you the scores, the average of the person you're matched up against, I never look at those averages, because I'm not playing against that person, even though that's the way the game is set up. I'm playing against me. I'm playing to see if I can do better, if I can find more words, if I can make a higher score than I've ever made before, if I can show me that I am improving. I don't even look at the name of the person that I'm playing against, because that's not important. I'm not playing against anyone. I'm playing for me. And since I adopted that mindset, I find that any time I'm playing one of the little games, and I do have, I think there's three of them that I play, that I actually am getting better at all of them, because it's always about me and improving me and being the best that I can be. It's not really about the other person. Even though when I'm playing Scrabble, obviously, I'm playing against another person. Even then, it's not really about them. It's about me. I look at what amazing things can I do with these letters, you know. It's about what I'm learning. It's about how I'm growing. It's about who I am being. And so when you get out of that competitive mindset, then there's no need for jealousy. Because then you're okay with everybody else, you know, doing and being whoever they're being, even if it's in playing a game. I love it when the person that I'm playing against, like in Scrabble, where it's usually someone that I know, a friend from Facebook, I love it when they, you know, get a high score, when they come up with something unusual. Sometimes I look at the words they come up with and I'm like, what on earth does that mean? And so then I get to go and Google the word to find out the meaning because I'm learning something new. Everything that happens has benefits to it. And I am starting to see those benefits in every situation, even in situations where I used to think, okay, I've got to win, I've got to win, I've got to win, because that's the way I was raised. We played games and you played to win, and I always won. That was very important to me. And now I play games and I usually still win, but I'm not playing it because I want to win. I'm playing it because I enjoy it, because I'm learning something. Because I'm opening up to knowledge that is there for me. And so it's a complete shift in why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. And this new way of being allows me to be happy no matter what. Even if I lose, it's no big deal. It's like, but I did really good, and I came up with that word, and I'd never even heard that word before. And, you know, and I can look at the ways that I have gotten better. And the rest of it really doesn't count. So remember that if someone you are in a relationship with is jealous, is trying to control you, trying to keep you in a little box so that nobody else can have you, it's all based in a fear. Or several fears that they have about themselves. And you need to decide whether or not that's the kind of relationship you want, because that is not love. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Barbara, it's Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jessica. How about you?
I'm doing good, too. I've been, I think the astrology changed something with Uranus or something. I'm feeling very mellow, and I'm in surrender, I feel like, so, and just calm, relaxing. And I thought I would give a call, and if there was nobody else in the queue, if you could help me release something that I just try to block out of my mind, which I know is not healthy. I don't normally do that, but... when my mind goes to it, it becomes a very dark place. I get really upset about it. So I thought that I would give a call to see if we could just move that energy a little bit.
Okay.
Or a lot of it. Yeah. So I'm conscious about going too much into the story. How much? I'll just share like very, very brief. It has to do with my parents. And the situation that I went through with them 2 weeks ago and how they just have not followed up with me to see if I'm okay or anything. Like my mom gave me some cash and technically I have nowhere to live, you know, I mean, so they haven't even been like, are you okay or anything? So that starts getting me really, like, I'm feeling emotional right now. So again, like,
okay.
I just try to cut it off and not even go there, but it's very disturbing to me.
So there is a part of you that connects your value of yourself with what your parents do or do not do. And this is kind of scary because if they're not checking on you, if they're not connecting with you, then what is your value? Who's going to show you that you have value? They're not doing what they need to do so that you can be comfortable with you.
I wasn't even thinking it was a value thing. I was just kind of like, what the F is wrong with them? It was like...
It's not them, it's you. Triggering things in you.
Oh, well, I know that, but I don't understand on how if your daughter was kicked out of the house, that there's no emotional ties from them of like, is she okay? Like
they do care about you. There is the emotion there, but the issue that you are having is with you. It's with what you are creating that this means about you. I don't want to focus on them. I don't want to figure out, you know, what's going on with them because, frankly, that has nothing to do with it. What you are dealing with has to do with you and your beliefs about you and what this is all triggering in you.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was triggering something else, but you're saying value. I'll go with what, I mean, I trust you. I thought it had to do with, like, don't they care about my safety or security or, like, if I'm alive or if I'm eating or, like.
No.
They don't care about that?
They do care about that. And they love you a great deal, but this really doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
And the reason why you really don't want to look at it is because you don't want to look at your beliefs about you, about who you are, about what you deserve, about there's also some entitlement in there. That you feel that you are entitled to get their attention. They're your parents. They are obligated. They must give you attention. That's your entitlement. So that's a little bit of what's coming up in there, too.
Well, whatever wants to be cleared out, I'm willing to work on it today since I'm feeling so peaceful, and obviously I need to interrupt that peaceful flow.
Okay. Let's see how they want to do this. Okay, part of it is that you have these attachments to your parents. These attachments, these attachments that are part of your identity. And so when they're not doing what you expect them to do, then you don't know who you are. You don't know who to be. Because this has been so much a part of your life. Okay. So let's see how they want to deal with these attachments. All right. All right. There's so many different things at play here. Part of it is that you now feel abandoned.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Which it's kind of a push pull because I so wanted to be released, and then the universe released me, and I'm kind of like, but don't you guys care? Like, what's your problem? Like, there's like intense anger that comes up and just deep, deep sadness.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to release the attachment first. Okay, so repeat after me. Mom and Dad, I know that you love me.
Mom and Dad, I know that you love me.
And I love you also.
And I love you also.
And I know that you would never do anything intentionally to hurt me.
And I don't know if I believe that, but and I know you would never do anything intentionally to hurt me.
But these attachments that you have are hurting me.
But these attachments that you have are hurting me.
And I also know that I participated in these willingly.
And I also know that I participated in these willingly. But they don't have any attachments to me anymore. They're like, they just completely dropped me. It like amazes me how they were able to do that.
Just keep working with me.
Okay.
But I really didn't understand what I was participating in.
What were the first, I really what?
But I really didn't understand what I was participating in.
But I really didn't understand what I was participating in.
But now I know that they are hurting me.
But now I know that they are hurting me.
I have changed my mind and I am not willing to participate anymore.
I have changed my mind and I'm not willing to participate anymore.
So I'm asking you please to remove this from me.
I'm asking you please to remove this from me.
Remove this attachment to my identity, please.
Remove this attachment to my identity, please. You are so
Jessica?
Right. I really, I do have trouble. Can you not hear me? Hello? Oh.
Okay, are you muted? Am I cut off? Let's see. And I'm going to mute you and unmute you and see if that helps.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes. Hello?
Okay. I'm not sure. So she's dropped off, and I'm assuming that she's going to call back in. Dove for Peace, yes, you may ask a question. Okay, she's back. Let's see if this works.
Can you hear me now?
Jessica, can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you. Hello?
I don't know what's happened. I can't hear you.
Oh, wow.
So if you're talking, I can't hear it.
That's strange.
And I'm not sure what we should do about this. Okay. My thing shows that I am connected, I am talking, and you guys can hear me. Apparently this attachment really doesn't want to be removed. Okay, we're going to try again.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, just say something.
Hello?
And I'm still not hearing you.
Wow. Yeah.
If you can hear me, press 1. At least then I'll know whether or not you can hear me. And the little hand thing is not going away, so apparently you can't hear me either. Okay. So I guess she's going to call back one more time. So, yes, Dove for Peace, you can go ahead and type your question, and I will get to it. I may get to it sooner than I expected to get to it. Okay, I don't know what the deal is, but I'm supposed to finish what we were doing with Jessica. Okay, so we said, remove this attachment to me, to my identity, please. Remove all attachments that you have to me, please. My way of doing things is just as valid as yours. So please respect that and let go. I am sick and tired of dealing with your fear-based belief system. I have changed my mind, and I don't want you anymore. And I am now exercising my full level of authority granted to me over my person at the moment of my creation, and you must now leave. Okay, and then take a few nice deep breaths. Let's see if this is working now.
Hello?
Jessica?
Can you hear me?
I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Let me try switching to the speaker. Jessica?
Yes. Hello?
Okay. I'm still not hearing you.
All right.
So I'm not really sure. Okay, Jeet, I'm going to unmute you so I can see if I can hear you. So, Jeet, can you say something?
Yes, I could hear both of you.
Okay, I'm not hearing you if you're talking.
I'm
Maybe
talking.
It's me. Maybe I need to call back in. All right, I am going to hang up and call back in and see if this makes a difference. Okay,
hello?
I've called back in. I can hear you, yay!
Oh, good. Okay, so it was on your side. I was like, I really want to remove this attachment now. It was weird the time.
Oh, that is so
what
weird.
Happened. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, so we are going to start this one back at the beginning. I'm not really sure why, but we're supposed to. Okay, repeat after me. Mom and Dad, I know that you love me.
Mom and Dad, I know that you love me.
And I love you also.
And I love you also.
And I know that you would never do anything intentionally to hurt me.
And I know you would never do anything intentionally to hurt me.
But these attachments that you have are hurting me.
But these attachments that you have are hurting me.
And I also know that I participated in them willingly.
And I also know that I participated in them willingly.
But I really didn't understand what I was participating in.
But I really didn't understand what I was participating in.
But now I know that they are hurting me.
But now I know that they are hurting me.
I have changed my mind, and I am not willing to participate anymore.
I have changed my mind, and I am not willing to participate anymore.
So I am asking you, please, to remove these attachments from me.
So I'm asking you, please, to remove these attachments from me.
Remove this attachment to my identity, please.
Remove this attachment to my identity, please.
Remove all other attachments that you have to me, please.
Remove all other attachments you have to me, please.
My way of doing things is just as valid as yours.
My way of doing things is just as valid as yours.
So please respect that and let go.
So please respect that and let go.
I am sick and tired of dealing with your fear-based belief systems.
Wow, how true is that? I am sick and tired of dealing with your fear-based belief systems.
I have changed my mind, and I don't want you anymore.
Oh, my goodness. I have changed my mind, and I don't want you anymore.
and I am now exercising my full level of authority.
And I am now exercising my full level of authority.
Grant it to me over my person.
Grant it to me over my person.
At the moment of my creation.
At the moment of my creation.
And you must now leave.
And you must now leave.
Leave me now.
Leave me now.
Take a couple of nice deep breaths.
Wow, I so want to discuss some of the wording you had there. So you're saying that they are still controlling me with these attachments. It's like a game that they're playing. Unconsciously, of course.
I am saying that they have attachments to you. You have attachments to them. Both would be removed now. It doesn't matter who put the attachment where. But it was a normal part of your life. It's been there for ages. It was normal. It wasn't like they were out to do anything to you or you were out to do anything to them. This was just a normal part of your existence with them.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that feel now?
I think I feel fine. I guess my mind is still thinking about some of the wording that came through, because I think that, you know, it was like, hey, I want the attachments to leave now. I don't want to participate in this, whatever. And it would look like on the surface that they're not participating in it anymore. But again, I think that goes back to by them maybe withholding or not sending an email or a text of like, how are you or something, is them still participating in this attack, like that game, that attachment, and that that's what I'm kind of making from it, because I can't make any other sense of regarding what came through, what was said, and what their actions. I could be wrong, but that's the only thing that's making sense to me from it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You know, all of that stuff is based in your beliefs about what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do, and what if they don't do what you expect them to do, and what does it mean if they don't expect you, what does it mean if they don't do what you expect for them to do? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to them? What does it mean to the world? You know, this whole internal conversation that you're having about your expectations and those expectations being met and all of that other stuff that's just kind of jumbled up in you. So we need to release some of the emotional crap that's associated with all of this. Okay, so you get to repeat after me some more. Okay, are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
I relinquish being unimportant and melancholy.
I relinquish being unimportant and melancholy.
I am completed and unified.
I am completed and unified.
I relinquish being seething and fiery.
I relinquish being seething and fiery.
I am refreshed and encouraging.
I am refreshed and encouraging.
I relinquish feeling threatened and overlooked.
I relinquish being threatened and overlooked.
I am considered and brave.
I am considered and brave.
I relinquish being incomplete, needy, and deceptive.
I relinquish being incomplete, needy, and deceptive.
I am accomplished and sharing.
I am accomplished and sharing.
I relinquish avoidance, hatred, storm, and rage.
I relinquish.
Avoidance, hatred, and rage.
Storm and rage.
I am exploration, faith, hope, and passion.
I am exploration, faith, hope, and passion.
I relinquish being numb and untouchable.
I relinquish being numb and untouchable.
I am accountable and balanced.
I am accountable and balanced.
I relinquish being mute and imploding.
I relinquish being mute and imploding.
I am received and expressive.
I am received and expressive.
I relinquish being envious, self-serving, and entitled.
I relinquish being envious, self-serving, and entitled.
I am empathic, joyful, and safe.
I am empathic, joyful, and safe.
Take 3 nice deep breaths. And how does that feel?
I still am in the calm and peaceful place, which is nice. I feel fine, you know.
Okay.
Are you reading off scripts, or is this wording that's coming to you right now?
Part of it is read, and part of it is flowing. So it's a combination of the two.
It's interesting. Your work has definitely shifted since the time that we first started working together. Interesting to see that transformation.
Well, that's what's supposed to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I like witnessing it too. So, yeah.
Okay, so if you think about your parents and how they've been or not been, how does that feel now?
I still have a slight tinge of sadness that goes through me when I think of my mom. She's not a good mom. That's not the way you're supposed to act. And it's still a tinge of, well, I don't know, like, where's her motherly instinct? And still a bit of the anger and sadness that she never stood up for me. And even to this day, she still has not woken up from what has been going on in that household. And that actually makes me really upset still.
Okay. All right, let's try a little bit more of it and see if this helps. So repeat after me. I release feeling haughty and arrogant.
I release feeling haughty and arrogant.
I am cool and brave.
I am cool and brave.
I relinquish being unappreciated, taken for granted, and rejected.
Oh, God, those are powerful words.
Mm-hmm.
I relinquish being taken for granted, rejected, and what was the other word?
Unappreciated.
Unappreciated, rejected, and take it for granted.
I am appreciated and understanding.
I am appreciated and understanding.
I relinquish self-punishing and despondent.
I relinquish self-punishing and despondent.
I am concerned and reliable.
I am concerned and reliable.
I relinquish being impatient, indolent, and on hold.
I relinquish being impatient, indolent, and on hold. You give me a lot of words to look up. This is like an SAT course.
I am self-activated and in motion.
I am self-activated and in motion.
I relinquish being judgmental.
I relinquish being judgmental.
I am compassionate.
I am compassionate.
Take a couple of nice deep breaths. And think about your parents again. And how does that feel?
Well, my father, I continue to just to block out of my life. So whether that's healthy or not, he's just, it's just a block. So it's not, I don't know if there's really emotion there. It's just like done. With my mom, let's see. I guess I'm feeling more compassionate and forgiving about her. But if I go into the thought process, which again, I try to cut that off before I do, but it still just does not make sense to me. It like it boggles the mind. That's what it is. I guess it's that kind of one thing after the next that you talk about, you know, it's just, okay. It gets too confusing or down this, like, it's like a maze, like one layer after another of like, it just doesn't make sense to me. So I still have that, but it's not like the deep emotion. I mean, it's maybe rather than like an 8 or 9 or 10, it's maybe like a 3-ish or a 2 or a 4 or something.
Okay.
I don't know. She might always be a mystery to me. Maybe that's I have to just be okay with.
Well, yeah, you can't really change her. That's totally her decision. Okay, there's one more little set they want us to do. All right, so repeat after me. I relinquish blocked emotions and cutting off my feelings.
Oh, so you want me to have feelings about my father? I don't know what this is going to open up here. I don't know if I even want to say that because before I was having a lot of emotions about him and a lot of it had to, well, it was just a slew of overwhelming emotions. So I don't want to open that up again.
One of the things that keeps us moving forward in our lives is that we take stuff and we stuff it down in there and we nail the box shut and hide it in the corner and cover it over and pretend that it's not there when it is. And so we have to open the box. We have to let ourselves feel. You just let the feelings flow through you and be gone. You don't think about them. You don't hang on to them. You don't analyze them, but you've got to let them go. If you want to move forward with your life, you have got to let them go.
Well, then maybe it can be something related to letting them come out and letting them go, because before I let them out and it really did not help me. I think it was just a constant processing one after the next, and it didn't help. Obviously, I was in the house with him, so it kept on being reactivated. So I'm just going to set that intention that it's like, let the emotions come out and that's it, you know, be done with it.
Well, don't forget, we're going to do a statement about what we're putting in place of what you're letting go of. So,
okay.
What we're putting in place of it does have to do with choosing to feel and releasing it, not hanging on to it.
Okay. So the statement was, you just repeat that.
I relinquish blocked emotions and cutting off my feelings.
I relinquish blocked emotions and cutting off my feelings.
I am permitting myself to feel and to release.
I am permitting myself to feel and to release.
I relinquish being forgetful and unfocused.
I relinquish being forgetful and unfocused.
I am remembering and attentive.
I am remembering and attentive.
I relinquish all indebtedness to my parents and the need for self-punishment.
I relinquish all indebtedness to my parents and the need for self-punishment.
I am exoneration, freedom, and forgiveness.
I am exoneration, freedom, and forgiveness.
I relinquish any need to have no time for myself and no value of myself.
I relinquish any need to have no time for myself and no value of myself.
I am living my value and honoring myself.
I am living my value and honoring myself.
I relinquish any need to hide in the dark and run from my life.
I relinquish any need to hide in the dark and run from my life.
I am standing to be seen and loving light.
I am standing to be seen and a loving light and loving life. That's kind of what I heard.
Okay. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. And how does that feel?
Fine. Yeah, I feel fine. Still peaceful.
Okay. Good. Hey, peaceful's great.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to maintain that.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, drink lots of water and give yourself time in nature. I'm seeing you sitting on another park bench again, so I don't know if you need to go do that again, but...
I do that almost every day, sit in the park, on a park bench and under a tree, and I talk to the trees. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'll be making my way there today again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. And you know, I want to say a testimonial for you and for anybody listening is that a couple of weeks ago, I don't even remember when I did call about this, but I was saying to you that I wanted to... I don't remember what the wording was, but break ties with my family, with my parents. And it was on its way coming, but I do believe that you helped, you know, it happened, you know, like 2 weeks ago. So it was shortly after we spoke, I think. I don't remember the timeline, but yeah, that I think that really helped push it along too.
Okay.
So, anybody who wants to disconnect from your family, there you go.
I should put that on my website, the family disconnector.
Right. It's kind of like hooray and beware because you don't know how it's going to happen. So it's a positive thing, but... you know, I've been giving some thought about that with the work that I do too, because it's the same type of deal that you're disconnecting from these old patterns, these generational contracts So, yeah. Yeah, so.
That's right.
I guess it's kind of bittersweet, but it's mostly good, so. I don't know. I always think if somebody hears that in a testimonial, they don't really want to hear it. But it is a positive thing. You have to just stick with the journey. Yeah. Well, thank you, Barbara. I appreciate it. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. And our last caller is Helena.
Barbara, hi. That's some heavy duty work, and I was working along with it.
Well, great. Well, yeah. That means you've taken care of it all now, right?
Perhaps so. I think I already did the family disconnect or wherever that is, but whatever. It's all good and in divine order, letting go.
Yeah. So, what's up?
Well, just wondering if there's any messages for me.
Okay, let's see. Do you guys have any messages for Helena? Okay, they're whirling those little noisemaker things that they have at New Year's Eve parties that go click, click, click as you turn them around. They've got on hats, they're blowing horns, they're jumping up and down and saying, yay, yay. Okay.
Yay is right. Cool.
Apparently they're really happy with you. All right, let's see if they actually have a message, and then of course they do.
That's a good
and
message
so here it
too.
Is.
Okay, all right.
Yes, it is. Oh yeah, it's a message for you to celebrate your own life because you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is the message.
Mm-hmm.
You love it. Oh, it has been a long road. You have been through so much. But you really are making progress. We don't ever want you to forget that. We keep telling you over and over, yes, you are doing it. It is changing. Your life is changing. You are making progress. And we will keep telling you that because it is still true. And it is wonderful. You are beginning to actually have the tiniest bit of understanding of you, of your beauty, of your greatness, of your potential. And we want you to continue on that path of learning you, of learning what is right for you, and who you are, and why you are here. You are a beautiful gift to this world. And we are waiting for the day when you open your heart completely and accept that, and live it. And it is coming. We know these things, you know. So trust us when we say that, yes, keep doing what you are doing. Keep opening. Keep being more. And let yourself fully accept that, yes, you deserve it. You deserve to have anything and everything that you desire. You deserve the best. So be well and get out there and have fun and enjoy life and laugh and light up the world. You are the beautiful, joyful, magnificent Helena. And don't ever forget it. We love you. Be well. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
Well, that's pretty lovely. They would tell you what percentage my heart's open at this point. Had to ask.
16.
Pardon?
16.
25? Oh, that's so little. Oh, okay. Keep going. Jeepers, creepers.
It just means that you get to keep going and you keep opening and you keep. Means your life is going to get so much better. Well, see, if they told you that it was 85% open and you looked at your life, you'd have been like, ew, it should be better than that by now.
But it is like 15, 16.
It is open, and it is opening more. So just keep doing the things
going.
That are expanding.
Okay.
And let go of the things that contract you.
Okay. And for allowing, I mean, essentially is it, I so want to allow all the good in. And essentially, I mean, is it just literally opening the arms, but also just saying I allow my good? What else to allow it in?
The allowing is about living in the energy of allowing. You can wake up every morning and announce to yourself and to the world that you are allowing the good in your life. You can say it every night before you go to bed. You can make it a habit of letting yourself know that you love you and you are allowing the good. You can put a little reminder on your cell phone that beeps every hour so you can say, I love me and I am allowing the good.
Okay. All righty.
Cool.
And just, you know, notice what changes.
Mm.
Notice how you feel. Because it's really how you feel that's important.
Yeah, I have been noticing that more and paying more attention to that.
Yeah. You're good.
Thank you.
You are welcome, dear.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, pay attention and open and let yourself know that it's safe for you to allow the good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good word to bring in too, safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
You are so welcome. And, okay, there's something else there. What is it? Something about loving yourself. Loving yourself first. Of course, I'm always telling you that you need to love yourself first. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking me your divine guidance?
I'm checking to see what they... how they want me to word this. Okay. So as you know, your heart is opening and now they're saying the percentage doesn't really matter, but we know that you like to hear those numbers. Okay.
The logical end to the mind.
As you are opening more and more and allowing your heart to open, be sure that you are allowing you to love you and not put anybody else before you.
Yeah.
And they say, when they say anybody else, they mean anybody else, to make you the most important person in your life, because you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have such amazing potential that you are just barely beginning to even realize is there. So your life is just going to, they're just showing me this huge expansion, and now it's turned into this huge tree that's like 200 feet tall and branches, you know, out so far that I have no idea how far out they go. And you could make a circle and it would take like 20 people reaching out and holding hands to actually encircle the tree. And now the tree's getting even bigger. And they're saying, that's you. That's your potential. So don't ever think that you need to be small.
I still want that, Barbara. I really do. Just to live my potential.
That's what's coming. Yeah. That's what you're moving towards. So, you know, Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for all your help.
You are so very welcome. Okay, I think they're finished. So you can go now and have fun.
I will.
Okay.
The sequoia. Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling. Okay, that's the show for today. Thanks to everyone who called in and shared who you are. And thank you to all of you who listened and learned and released. Ah, such a wonderful energy. I will not be here this Friday. It's a holiday weekend, and my guidance said to take Friday off. So I will be back next Tuesday. So have fun, everybody. And I will talk to you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.